All things are possible to the one who believes in Christ. And this is fitting because many of us may be aware our archdiocese has fallen upon hardships in terms of financial crises and personnel layoffs and deficits and fiduciary turmoil, you could say. And we gathered together and we heard from a number of the new leadership, especially in terms of the new Archdiocese Finance Committee. And I'm not going to bore you with the details in terms of what measures passed and things like that and percentages and numbers and things like that. You'll hear about that very soon from the Archdiocese themselves. But what was encouraging was that through this difficult time, through these difficulties and disagreements and hardships that we've seen, and some of us may have been scandalized that this falls upon our church here in America, but what was encouraging and blessing, and a blessing for us to see there in Boston, was how everybody came together, even though there was disagreement, even though there was some arguments going on in terms of how the budget should be balanced and things like that, but everyone was on the same page in terms of that mission, that all those who believe in Christ, all things are possible for them. That our focus was on Christ. Even amongst the number crunching and things like that, there was always someone who spoke up and offered a prayer to bring our focus back together on Him who gathers us together. We have to remember that He says to us, all those who gather, two or three who are gathered in My name, there I am with them also. And truly this was a convention in which everyone gathered together in the name of Christ. And I would like to reflect 1 minute about one of the workshops that was offered from our National Youth and Young Adult Director, Steve Cristoforo. Many of you may know him from the online series, Be the Bee. He's been doing some tremendous work for our youth and young adults here in America. And he offered a workshop, which actually expanded to a panel discussion for the entire Congress. And the workshop had a simple title: Are We Doing Ministry Correctly? Are we doing ministry correctly? A simple question, but a challenging one at that. Because he's from the archdiocese. He's kind of from the top asking, are we doing things right from here, from New York, from the top down? We have to ask ourselves that as well, each and every one of us. Are we doing ministry correctly? And I think in terms to answer that question, we have to ask ourselves, what is ministry? What is ministry? Is it just gathering? Is it just food? Is it just dancing? Is it just sports, like many of us Greeks are so good at? Or is ministry Christ within us? Christ with us? Christ amongst us? Christ being in our midst, as we say, each and every divine liturgy? These gatherings of fellowship and things like that are truly blessings, but if they're not Christ-centered, then what is it really? What are we doing as a church? He asked a provoking question to us, especially those of us who work with youth and young adults. What is a Goyan without Goya? Are we forming Goyans, or are we forming Christians? It's a challenging question for us. And Steve, we thank God, is a very encouraging figure for me and for many of the clergy that were there present, offering us resources and guidance in terms of we should not be ashamed of the gospel anymore. We're not here to be scared to talk about Jesus Christ. We are the church. We are the beacon of truth and the beacon of the gospel in this world. And if we're ashamed and too scared to talk about Christ first, then we're doing Him a disservice. If we're enticing our young people or any of us with things that are not Christ-like and then trying to cram them in at the edges, I'm the first one guilty of that, then we're showing us that we are embarrassed of Him, that we're ashamed of the gospel. And it's a challenge for us because for so many years, we've tried not to speak about Christ, even in the church. We've tried not to speak about the gospel to our young people, to our families, to our elderly, even in the church, because we're scared to. Because the gospel challenges us, it shakes us up. That's what we're here to do, to live in that struggle, to live in that challenging time when we read the gospel and say, oh, I don't know about that. That seems a little too hard for me. Well, time to put your big boy pants on and get to work, because the gospel is challenging and the world is challenging for us. But it's an encouraging time for us, even though during this Clergy Lady Congress, people were yelling sometimes, but the new leadership we have is guided by the Holy Spirit, if you ask me, in my opinion. The new leadership we have is willing to take the hard steps, not just to sugarcoat everything for us, to say we need to get to work now. The archdiocese, all the way down to the parishes, to the parishioners. It starts with me as the clergy, and it starts with all of us. So you will hear about these announcements and things like that, but continue to pray for our bishops who guide our church, for our faithful who are in charge of these fiduciary responsibilities of our church, and continue to pray for one another, because all things are possible for the one who believes in Christ. Amen.